Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome, one and all. We're here daily, Sunday through Saturday. And today we'll be here for probably about 45 minutes. I'm going to continue in our recent series of talking about Maine medicines, as in the state of Maine, the Maine Cross Promotion Program as it pertains to business a little bit later in the show before close. But more importantly, about a very renowned physician, Dr. Dustin Sulak, who happens to reside right here in Maine, and who happens to be my treating physician for about the last 7 years through his Integrative 8 office here in Falmouth, Maine. So in a couple of episodes ago, in a subject I've talked about over the last 5-6 months, is taking a look at ketamine. And I've recently done a little mini docuseries going back to a theme that I used to use about, probably 10 years ago with a different doctor at that time. And it was Ask the Doc. And that was a series of podcasts in preparation to indeed try to do that on my podcast show, asking then Dr. Jeffrey Lee, the head of UCLA Harvard veterinarian at the time. So I thought I'd play around a little bit with Ask the Doc, as in Dr. Sulak, with myself not only being the moderator of the show, but being the patient. So the patient to the doctor to the patient, and recantering what I'm finding. So let me take a couple of quick product breaks. Pardon me. And when we come back, we'll jump in, and I want to start to overview ketamine for depressive disorders, which may be severe, such as severe brain trauma, which I have both of my hands in the sky. And we'll get into what I've observed now as of yesterday, my second prescription of ketamine. We've upped the dosage, and it's great. It's the little welder that within my own body is most assuredly, my terminology as the patient, welding my brain synapses back together. We'll elaborate on that right after the break. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. And let's jump right in, taking a look at ketamine overall for 5-10 minutes. Depressive disorders, which are indeed severe, and when they get to that level, I'm not depressed, by the way, but chronic and often life-threatening illnesses and impairment in physical and social functioning resulting from depression can be just as severe as other chronic medical illnesses. Recent preclinical and clinical studies suggest that glutamatergic system is involved in the mechanism of action of antidepressants. This study examines whether ketamine can cause a rapid next day antidepressant effect in patients that are diagnosed and are indeed having major depressive disorders. That's one of the early findings of attributes of ketamine. One of the others is my favorite, my terminology, not the favorite that I named the terminology, my favorite because it applies to my damaged brain. Synapses, for one. So, about a little better than 30 days ago now, in a visit to Dr. Sulak's office, then we discussed ketamine. And I discussed it to coincide with my entourage that he's intimately familiar with, but taking CBDA, CBGA, medical cannabis. We talked about how ketamine would have the potentiality due to the expense of cannabis and the other medications, and then the good help of Dr. Sulak's dosage guide pertinent to all of the above. And then in tandem with ketamine would help me in that regard to balance a systematic approach, because I have a high tolerance to everything, including ketamine, by the way. And we discussed that before we had my follow-up meeting Wednesday past, and I'll talk about my second prescription in a second. So going into the initial one, I had never tried ketamine. And so, of course, as my earlier point in the show, as the patient, which I most assuredly am, I did take Dr. Sulak's online certified course, and I'm a certified healer, home caregiver, but I'm not a doctor. So I'm definitely the patient in this equation, and idiotically so, he's most assuredly, my statement to have to say this when I say that, the physician and the clinician. Okay, so in the initial conversation, without divulging too much patient-client privileges or whatever, we talked about it, and he thought it was a good idea to go ahead with the ketamine then, in a very low doses, see what it all did or didn't do and so forth, at now my said this past Wednesday follow-up meeting. So thanks for being patient in that 30 days or whatever that equates to, a little bit better than 30 days. I outlined to him how I did the dosage, and he had given me carte blanche because he knows my history of having high tolerance. And to some degree, you know, not going crazy with it, but not so much waning down, but building up in the course of the month. And these little lozenges and the technical names escaping me at the moment. They look like lozenges in these little individual compartments. And you simply put them between your cheek and gum, as the old tobacco commercial back in the old days. But literally put it between your cheek and gum of your mouth, of course, and let it dissolve. And then within the little squared cubicle lozenge type of medication, I'll think of that word. That's part of having brain damage, by the way. They are gridded or scored, so you can actually break off, score, cut little quadrants. I'm trying to create a visual for you of the little square pill within the individual compartments. And I've already forgotten. I think it was a month's supply, so 30. Okay, so initially on the very low dosage, I just started out, you know, like taking one of those and quadranting it up and using small little increments. Now, please stay with me to see how, you know, I would react. I mean, I was quite confident I'd be fine and all that, but, you know, just to make sure it was going to agree with my system and all of that, like you would with any medication. So obviously the small chips weren't doing much of anything. So I built up to, for the first couple of weeks of the 4 weeks, if you will, of the month, a couple of those little, my term, lozenges until I can think of the technical term. First of all, first 2 weeks or so, doing those little cut-up quadrants a couple of times a day, which equal two of those little lozenges, if you will, which I believe was a total of 80 milligrams of ketamine, you know, per the total of the two that I was doing in several small segments during the day. Stay with me, folks, to make a total of taking two whole lozenges. Okay, fast forward. I just literally got my prescription and he upped the ante. And what were suggested in the initial dosage, which I did yesterday, excuse me, is to take two of the full squares and put them on, you know, the left and right side of your mouth, between your cheek and gum. And my mouth yesterday let it dissolve. Now, keep in mind, he jumped it up significantly, and they were 120, I believe, per, as in milligrams, to, you know, equal 200 by taking two of them, one on each side of my mouth, for the one application. And yesterday was my first day. And then he gave me carte blanche, most assuredly, probably not necessitating to have to go up, which I'll confirm I do not have to go up in dosage. And I'll explain that. Everything was great. But I could wane down, or towards the end of this month, because I seem to have this capacity of building tolerance to things really quickly. I don't have enough of a track record yet with ketamine to know that. So stay with me. And he highly recommended this time around, meaning from my prior low doses, you know, don't operate any machinery, don't drive a car, just, you know, meditate, because he knows that I do that and I'm a big proponent of it. And he knows I love music and so on and so forth. And he said, just sit in your chair or whatever, but stay put. So when I got my private sector part-time fiat job, we'll talk about fiat jobs over at the business show, chores or capacities or job duties or whatever done there, when I got to go in town to pick up said prescription and get back to take the first dosage, I don't know, it was somewhere around probably 1 o'clock-ish in the afternoon, something like that. So immediately, it was all good. It was all good. But I immediately got the meditative state. And we talked about this. And he and I conversed. It wasn't like tripping on a psychedelic. It wasn't. And we outlined that before that. But he knows my history from days of old, that I certainly would be familiar with what tripping would be if indeed I was knocking on that door within my own body. Everybody reacts to things differently, to include this. Ketamine has gotten a bad rap, you know, Special K, the date rape drug, and all that crazy stuff. Well, like any opioid or whatever, if it's abused and used the wrong way, it diminishes, same with cannabis. How many decades did that take? We'll talk about that. When it was malaligned, when the truth was about it, was a substitute for rice paper, hemp. In any event, ketamine, good for many things. So it also, in my dissertation to Dr. Sulak, from the first lower dose application, this is just the first day, I haven't conferred with him yet, we're waiting till the end of the month with the new dosage, but I told him that the first one, it also helped my two forms of arthritis with pain. It really did, with my entourage of CBD, CBGA, and he knows I mix and match with CTFO. We're all in this. He's the first proponent of It's about the patient and what works. Most assuredly, he wants to promote his own product and vice versa. But he's a doctor. We have a medical advisory team at CTFO. They understand each other in that regard. We're in this to heal people. And it's whatever you want to equate it to. You drive a Chevy, I drive a Ford, whatever. They're options. And I'll get to the CBDA part, especially. Our exclusivity at 10X Pure and CTFO is pretty hard to top. And we'll highlight that at the business show. Right now, let's stick with ketamine. This is part of what I do, too, and this is why I'm taking this. I have corral. I fade off my terminology, corral speech, because I have severe brain damage. And if I hang around to be a crusty old man, you know, probably knock on the door of some sort of dementia or Alzheimer's. And that's due to a number of variables. Toxicity in my body, having amalgam fillings in my head for half a century, just in the last couple of years, having those yanked out, and having some vapor issues with those and what have you, and selling industrial chemicals with skull and crossbones on the labels of the products at one point in time in my life. And come on, folks, do you think the planet is toxic and that we're all poisoned to whatever level? Food integrity, water, air. So my corral speech, which I'm doing a little bit before I break out into the pasture inside joke with my granddaughter and I, and I've talked about that before. Ketamine. When I get to recanter it to him with the new, as in Dr. Sulak, with the new prescription and the up dosage, it was awesome. It really, really was. I call it the little welder. He laughed when I said that. And he actually said that's really not a bad analogy. It is, but for a layperson, he giggled and he goes, that's really not a bad analogy because it's kind of sort of when it works accordingly for the said body physiology, what's involved as far as brain, that's exactly what it kind of does do with the synapses. So it is a glutamatergic agent or drug. It is a chemical that directly modulates the excitatory amino acid, glutamate or aspartate system in the body or brain. Examples include excitatory amino acid receptor agonists, or excitatory amino acid and receptor antagonists, and excitatory amino and uptake inhibitors. Inside joke, Dr. Sulak's most recent book, The Complete Guide to Cannabis Handbook, he even says it himself with no arrogance or aspersions or whatever. He suggests if you're not a practitioner, first of all, he would love to have you recommend it to your practitioner. But most assuredly, you can read it. So in my last appointment, first of all, he was probably amazed that I can read. Just a little bit. But I told him, I said, I've been reading your book. And the joke was, as I told him, I said, I'm on my fifth time reading it, and you are absolutely correct. So it's a great book. And I mean, I get a lot of the terminology and the jargonism. I'm still not a doctor. And it's a great book. So that was an inside joke about that. But I also, with my crazy sense of humor aside, that's what I've told them. I've been doing lots of reading and trying to go deeper and trying to keep my brain together with all these fine medications I've been doing for years. And just, you know, fighting it off as best as I can. So we came full circle and started talking about ketamine. And he obviously has some patient history other than myself, and conveying what some of the general consensuses were without mentioning names or exchanging patient information, just in the therapeutic analysis of it, about what other people are experiencing it. An antidepressant, which Dr. Sulak and I both agree. I'm not depressed. I'm not. So I'm not taking it for that.
My point is, it's having high success ratios early in clinical analysis for those that do suffer with depression. So let me take another quick product break and come back, and we'll talk some more about ketamine. We'll be right back. Thanks for staying with us. Hey everybody, and welcome to today's show. And you know, I do my own voiceovers for pretty much obvious reasons, and sponsors, product information, segments, updates. To include this one, Maine Made Medicines cross promotion, Dr. Dustin Sulak in thehealer.com. Choose to subscribe and save 20% every month. You can do so through the link in the description of today's show, direct to the manufacturer, if indeed you choose that option. If you retain anything that you do purchase invoice-wise or what have you, it comes under the premise of my BA Sales Advocacy Program. And it just affords deeper discounting opportunities. And we're happy campers if you go direct to Dr. Sulak and the Fine Healer products. CBD and CBDA are most effective when taken daily. You can subscribe to and save money and never worry about running out of healer products. How it works, you get 20% off of every order. Select yes to subscribe when you get to the healer linkage, either via my own direct to the manufacturer program and or of your own volition to go direct. And as you place the products in your cart, it prompts you and they'll ship out your order and bill you monthly. You're in control. You can pause, adjust it, or cancel it at any time. Shop now. Some of the frequently asked questions: how do I subscribe to the 20%? When you get to the appropriate page to do so, it's quite simple. On the product page, you would simply select your size and desired quantity, click yes to subscribe and save and add to the cart, and then go to the cart and complete your checkout. You'll need to create an account with a password if you're brand new, as we would in the infancy of opening up any account. How the products are shipped: their orders are delivered by United States Postal Service, first class direct, and subscriptions over $75 ship free. All other orders ship for $6.97. Can you adjust and or change your products? Most assuredly. And you can easily adjust your product type, size, quantity. Your billing will change based on the price of the products you subscribe to and save. Can you cancel your subscription at any time? Yes, you can cancel your subscription at any time. It can be managed on your account page. Do you receive 20% on all orders or just your first purchase? Our subscribe and save customers receive 20% off all orders. This includes both your monthly subscriptions order as well as any other purchases you may make. The product diversity is CBDA oil drops, CBD oil drops, healer.com, CBDA topical hydrogel cream, and CBG oil drops, CBDA capsules, and CBD capsules. There's also an adjacent link for THCA vaporizers as well. We'll talk more about thehealer.com as a participant in the main cross promotion in upcoming episodes. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, and welcome back to the show, and thanks for joining us once again today. This will be the last segment of today's show, and we'll try to do it in 10-15 minutes to stay within that 45 minute time frame of today's edition, if you will. So synapses, ketamine,
the little welder, my terminology, and mostly an assessment of talking about myself in the patient role and my condition. But ketamine actually helps neurons regrow lost connections. That's what I'm hoping for in my case. It's very much in its infancy, so I mean, I'm not sure if my synapses are all welded, if you will, my terminology. But from the first month to now, I feel as though I have more clarity. I feel as though my blogs, I'm not struggling as much to write them. The content is all in the eyes and ears of the beholder, but same with these podcasts. But again, I interlude my comedy a little bit, but it is indeed how I feel. Hopefully getting better all the time. The great Beatles song. And to stay with the Beatles song. Help! I need somebody. Joking around a little bit. That may be my asthma selection a little bit later before I go to my private sector job at the time of this taping. So, ketamine, it does help neurons regrow lost connections. And researchers have indeed, to my earlier point, found how the antidepressant changes neuron structures. At this point, mostly in clinical labs, other than those doctor-patient privileges, wherever they apply, finding good results for we humanoids. Most drugs that treat depression usually don't work for about one third of people who take them. And that's why researchers are indeed enthused about finding that the anesthetic ketamine is an effective, fast-acting antidepressant for about two-thirds of the conglomerate people, you know, regionally, nationally, wherever, conglomerately, that in that treatment-resistant population. But even though the United States Food and Drug Administration approved the drug, a version of, for treating depression just last month, researchers still know little about how it confers its beneficial effects. Thus is why we're in these studies. Myself as the patient, Dr. Sulak as the clinician, unique to my own situation, which again is definitely brain synapses. And in recantering, it's working wonderful to dissipate the pain of my psoriatic and arthritis. And I already notice, those of you that join the show know I do workouts for geriatrics, and we talk about weight and actual weight as in your body, but weights and lifting and all that kind of, anyway. I thought I had the onset of arthritis in my elbows, which I do, and already the ketamine in tandem with the CBDA and CBGA and the cannabis that I do, as well as the fine natural herbs, clays, and tinctures and foods that I've ingested in my body for over the last 10 years plus, which weight on your body wise allowed me to lose 50 pounds over 10 years ago and keep it off. So coming in my corral speech back to ketamine, within these studies, the neurons in the live mice, for sure, under chronic stress conditions, you know, to induce depression in the rodents, they found that a dose of ketamine helped first restore electrical activity and then rebuild physical connections between the neurons that were lost during stress. That's a direct article quotation from Science 2019, DOI
1126/science at AAT8078, and or just go to centralacs.org and you can retrieve that if you so desire. Continuing from that, the neuroscientist Connor Liston at Dr. Whale, Cornell Medicine, W-E-I-L-L, not Andrew Weil, and his colleagues implanted a prism into the frontal region of the rodents' brains that combined with a specialized microscope that actually captures the imagery of what's happening through the dosage of ketamine at extremely high resolution, and it allowed them to observe branches, you know, with special microscopes and all that kind of crazy stuff, of the nerve cells called dendrites in a great detail over several weeks. They could even see tiny little nubbings on the dendrites called spines, which form the synapses connecting nerve cells. So quickly, the scientists gave the mice daily shots of corticosterone and the main mouse stress hormone for those 3 weeks. And by the end of that time, the number of spines on the animal's dendrites decreased significantly. And the animals also drank less sugar water and were less keen to explore their cages than before the shots. Both signs of depression in the mice, which is, for that experiment, what they were inducing. And then Liston's team administered a shot of ketamine, and behavioral tests showed that the mice got their pep back within 3 hours. And after 24 hours, spines began reappearing on the dendrites, often in the same locations where they had been before. Unlike most available antidepressants, ketamine relieves symptoms fast, often within 3 hours. The fact that the spines didn't regrow for a full day suggested that their reappearance wasn't responsible for the short-term behavioral effects. Liston says that through follow-up experiments, the team determined that the short-term effects resulting from ketamine restoring electrical activity within the group of neurons that had become less active, in that case, with corticosterone treatment. And you can go on and read that article if you want. Once again, very long domain name. It's cen.acs.org/biological and so on and so forth, specifying ketamine. If you just look, put ketamine in any search engine, you can find this specific article. You guys and gals know how to do that. You're good at it. Okay, so let me start to phase this out for today for about another 4 or 5 minutes. I'm pleased with the results, and just to recanter what I did experience yesterday. And oh, by the way, I think I put the box in my pocket. Okay, the technical term for what I was calling lozenges is spelled T-R-O-C-H-E, and I believe that's pronounced troches, but it's spelled T-R-O-C-H-E is what the lozenges that I was putting between my cheek and gum every 2 to 3 days in the initial startup, which were 40 milligrams at that time, 30, you know, for the month, and that was my recap from the first month to my recent appointment now. And guess what? Grandpa Bill gets everything wrong without looking. He definitely upped the ante, and that will be hopefully a humorous point in the moment. Why, what I'm about to tell you was probably a tiny bit more intensified. All good. I thought they were 100 milligrams without looking, but they are 200 milligrams, and my initial dosage to start out, per Dr. Sulak, was to put one on either side, you know, both, my left and right cheek and gum, and definitely recantering, don't drive machinery and cars and whatever. I understand why now 200 milligrams. I thought they were 100. I do have high tolerance. So now let me cut right to the chase. And I didn't trip or anything like that. But what I did do is I definitely, and this probably will sound crazy, but that's okay. I closed my eyes and I went into like a meditative state. I immediately felt the euphoria of it, no doubt. 200 milligrams, that's 400 milligrams. I took them one dose, you know, on either side of my mouth. Times the 200 times two, but 400 milligrams. So I immediately concur with this a point of don't drive the car or operate machinery, which I did not do. My point is I got to that point a lot quicker than I did with the previous month of 40 milligrams for obvious reasons. And in our discussion, he concurred. He goes, Bill, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. On trying to get my brain straight that I might not live long enough for him to do that. I teed a little bit. So I'm sitting in my chair, I'm listening to my music, and I'm meditating, and I'm definitely in a very meditative state, feeling really good, happy. And I closed my eyes, and here's the best way I can describe it to you. It kind of was like being on, I'll try to create a visual as best I can, kind of like being on a conveyor belt, if you will, and I was seated. I was seated. I didn't get up and walk around for a while. And I could. I wasn't like incapacitated, bouncing off walls, but I was doing what the doctor said. So in my chair, while I was in the meditative state, immediately, within easily 30 seconds, I got the euphoria part. And as I closed my eyes and did my breathing and my form of meditation and so on and so forth, it was kind of like my body envisioning it being, if I were walking, like on a conveyor belt or continual treadmill that was moving forward, or an escalator without going up in the sky or whatever. And I could try to envision getting in tune, as I do often, my heart, brain coherence, and all those types of things, but connecting to the neurons of my body and doing my Reiki for self-healing and my chakras and touching the areas of my head and so forth pertinent to the chakras involved, I could feel the energy both through my hands from the touching and the healing of that part, but in my frontal lobe of my head and on the peripheral sides especially, very much like a tingly sensation, but very enjoyable. And as I was on this proverbial conveyor belt with my eyes closed and in a meditative state, I could almost envision not the actual composition of my brain and the respective synapses, but seeing a light and concentrating on that, because I was trying to concentrate on helping the medication get directed to where I want it to work. The body can and will heal itself when it's allowed to do so. So I could see, my terminology, like the little welder, no man, no welder, but like, and not actually seeing the synapses, but the illumination of the lighting, as if there was a welder behind a partition welding on whatever, if that makes any sense to you folks. It's hard to create a visual on that. Very enjoyable, very euphoric, it intensified the music and all of that. So I was knocking on the door. It was not a trip. But as Dr. Sulak and I talked about with that dosage, and we joked a little bit with your tolerance or not, he said you should be knocking on that door. Well, I was knocking on that door, and I was fine. I was fine. It was a very pleasant day, afternoon, stress releasing. And coincidentally, as Murphy's Law runs in life, it was the day that my gum issues decided to act up and I had a little pain in my tooth and gum and whatever. And it was great for that too. It was awesome. So I did actually nod off. I want to say probably, I didn't time myself, probably an hour after application. And then I don't recall dreams, so I think it was a good REM sleep or whatever. I don't recall any dreams. And I woke up, I think, probably in my chair, drooling all over my face. No, teasing. That is a joke. And my headphones were cockeyed off my head, that's true. But when I woke up, I was all cognizant, and stay with me, you'd have to know me. When I wake up, I'm usually pretty disoriented. Not like not knowing where I am or what day of the week or who's president or any of that crazy stuff, not yet. But like, tiny bit confused, like, is this a dream? Because I'll dream about a lot of stuff. And then trying to disseminate, was that a dream? Or am I waking up and I'm not quite awake yet? And like, did I go to work? And all kinds of crazy stuff like that. So when I woke up, I didn't have that kind of brain fog like I usually do, but at least on the immediacy. I seemed to be more alert, even coming back to, if you will, from a comatose state, and I wasn't comatose when I woke up. So we'll see. And obviously I'll be waning down over the course of the month. And it's, you know, like every couple, 3 days. And then if the spirit moves me with the doctor's good guidance, and it's okay, because I don't abuse it, I can go back up if I, you know, feel like I'm really distant. Some days are like that, you know. All right, I'm going to wrap it up for today. We'll talk more about all of these subjects, to include this one, in the next episode. And for today, we want to remind everybody, as always, that BH sells kennel kelp, holistic healthcare products, Ada's Animal Products, CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome, 7K Metals, all my goodwill ambassadors, my clients, past, present, and most assured in the future, all the fine intuitive groups and the many that I'm involved in, blessed to be there. We're all like-minded individuals that are not only trying to provide good services and good products, but even more importantly, truly emanate alleviating people and animals in this crazy old world, plants and the planets. We promote good health in all animals, their people, plants and the planet. I want to thank everybody that is here today by invite or otherwise. Please leave us a message at the message board, letting me know that. Ubiquitous audience, thank you, one and all. And hopefully you simply keep this as what I am and perceive it as. I'm simply a conduit, putting you in touch, if you choose to do so, with the business opportunities, the products availed, but more so the information, and direct to the manufacturers, authors, companies, doctors, much like Dr. Sulak, our own team of physicians at CTFO, etc. Cumulative, holistic, apothecary medicine industry experience, well over 600 years. And if you choose to shop, we think we have a program that can help you save significant money, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We appreciate all of our Google ambassadors. If you feel as though what we're doing in concept is important enough and the rest of it isn't for you right now, or economics or what have you, please pay it forward, because we most assuredly all know somebody in pain, agony, discomfort, taking unefficacious medicines, a broken healthcare system. How could we not? around the world at this point. So we do grow exponentially with your help. If you do like us, please share us here. Follow us at the shows, your social media. We appreciate it. We hope you'll join us. We're here Sunday through Saturday. We'll say bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.